9. The third or constellation stage. The unification of a whole constellation of settled systems is attended by new distributions of executive authority and additional readjustments of universe administration. This epoch witnesses advanced attainment on every inhabited world, but is particularly characterized by readjustments on the constellation headquarters, with marked modification of relationships with both the system supervision and the local universe government. During this age, many constellation and universe activities are transferred to the system capitals, and the representatives of the super-universe assume new and more intimate relations with the planetary, system, and universe rulers. Concomitant with these new associations, certain super-universe administrators establish themselves on the constellation capitals as volunteer advisors to the Most High Fathers. When a constellation is thus settled in light, the legislative function ceases, and the House of System Sovereigns, presided over by the Most Highs, functions instead. Now, for the first time, such administrative groups deal directly with the super-universe government in matters pertaining to Havona and Paradise relationships. Otherwise, the constellation remains related to the local universe as before. From stage to stage in this settled life, the Univitatia continue to administer the constellation Marantia worlds. As the ages pass, the constellation fathers take over more and more of the detailed administrative or supervising functions which were formerly centered on the universe headquarters. By the attainment of the sixth stage of stabilization, these unified constellations will have reached the position of well-nigh complete autonomy. Entrance upon the seventh stage of settledness will no doubt witness the exaltation of these rulers to the true dignity signified by their names, the Most Highs. To all intents and purposes, the constellations will then deal directly with the super-universe rulers, while their local universe government will expand to grasp the responsibilities of new grand universe obligations.